request for time extension subdivision 205-52 and 208-25, Marsh Island.
So the Planning and Zoning Office received a time extension for the Marsh Island subdivision. It's a subdivision for 152 single-family dwellings. It was originally approved by Planning Commission on December 13th, 2012. It was then recorded in January of 2000 of that the next year. So they will expire January 16th of next year. So they are actually asking for a six-month time extension. The only thing they are waiting on from agencies is a notice to proceed from the engineering department. Otherwise, they expect to be under construction. They just are, based on weather and other items, they're not sure they can meet the substantial construction by the January 16th deadline. So they are asking for a one-time six-month time extension.
That's your recommendation?
Yes.
Did you say the our county, we're holding them up?
Well, again,
this agency being the county...
It's the final step that they just received other agencies, so they have just gone through it within the last week. Their final information, so they're okay. Just awaiting the final letter from the engineering department to then begin construction.
Okay.
So
and they very well
we're not holding them up; they were just going through the right. proper process.
And they very well could get that letter between now and then the time is out.
Correct, and then be under construction.
Might have enough time to get it started. Okay.
But what, when's it currently expire?
January 16th of next year.
So 2 months out.
But they have to meet the definition of substantial construction, and they were concerned, depending on how long it takes them to mobilize and to actually meet that definition. Just because they start moving dirt, that doesn't mean they meet the definition of substantial construction. So if there was weather or we get a bad storm or something, they were concerned that they might not be able to meet the determination of substantial construction by that date. So they're asking for the time extension.
I guess the good news is they've got all the approvals from everybody except us.
Correct.
Okay. Did anyone care to make a motion?
Move a motion to grant 6 month extension.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Grant Mr. Arlett's motion. Mr. Cole seconds it to grant the one time 6 month time extension. Which would expire, I guess, in
July
18th. Yeah. Questions on that motion?
Yeah. How many units are we talking about?
150 something.
152.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
Total with the both.
Yes, 152.
Okay.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes, per the recommendations of staff.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes.
I also vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you,
Mr. Medlars. You've got a couple of things I see.
Good morning, Mr. President. Yes, the county engineering department has a few items, and then I'm working with the planning side. The first one before you is the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility upgrade. And you know, we have a engineer of record, that being GHD, formerly Stearns and Wheeler. And you have authorized a number of steps. The preliminary final design is moving forward. We have expanded their scope somewhat within the amount you have previously authorized, and that is the interaction with the Rehoboth design, because we're trying to tie especially the controls, the electrical side, all these items together. In these discussions which we had between GHD, the two GHD design teams, it became apparent that we really need to have a value engineering review, constructability review by electrical contractor / estimators who are working in this field. So we worked with GHD to come up with an approach. We found a company which would be able to help us with that, a fairly well-established company in Delaware, Diamond Electric. And they have professionals on board which can assist in this, who can assist in this. So we worked an amendment with GHD, and I can truly believe the money we spend today will come back multifold in the future by having a more constructible and more streamlined and a more compatible design between the three treatment processes we're pursuing, inland bees being the third one. So we have a recommendation for you to have Amendment 13 approved with GHD under their base contract.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion on that. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department. that amendment number 13 to the base engineering contract with GHD Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $95,089.94 for electrical controls value engineering and constructability reviews at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility design process.
Pleasure, Council.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'll be motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one before you is the Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility pole building budgeted item. It's all tied to the farming activities. You know, we will be farming in the intermediate term at Wolf Neck, and then farming in the long term at Inland Bays. It has worked out well. We have procured the equipment pieces you had authorized. They have the first harvest in. The crop has been transferred. We are now seriously discussing the storing of the equipment. We need that building, which would, in the future, when we abandon, not abandon is the wrong word, when we migrate the farming activities from Wolf Neck to Inland Bays, we would use it to store the maintenance equipment in there, i.e. we can, the doors are big enough, we can then store more than one back to truck at that facility. So the pole barn has a long-term life expectancy and has a long-term efficiency for the operations. We actually see in the long term that we can, that these facilities allow us to sort of break down the silos between the maintenance teams, between Inland Bays and Wolf Neck. So, straightforward advertised, was a base contract with an amendment, with an add-on. And you see the bid tabulation, Humphreys Construction, with the lowest responsible bidder. They had $119,999. The next comprehensive one was Ken Construction for almost $100,000 more. Pioneer Pole Buildings did not want to bid the alternates, which sort of made it a little bit strange, because the alternates are, you know, add-ons which are not straightforward in the pole building business. And they said, no, we are pole building people, we just do pole building. So, but in the end, we do have two full bids. We have to work on a budget amendment between the scenes with Ms. Ross, but other than that, we're ready to, for an award.
You have a motion?
We have a motion. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the bid for contract 18-10 Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility pole building be awarded to Humphreys Construction Company Incorporated of Greenwood for their base bid and additives B1, B2, and B3 in the total amount of $119,999.
So moved, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I have no information on what size is this. I mean, is there any details with respect to this pole barn? I mean,
it was a.
We normally get some details on a particular project involving this kind of money, so I don't know.
It was as presented in the budget, 60 by 40 bill with concrete floor, regular floors, insulated, three overhead doors, 3 bays.
Okay.
You had a nice picture in the budget.
Yes, you did.
There you go.
Any more questions?
Okay.
We'll take a vote. I'm sorry.
Duly noted, we will add some detail in the next one.
Yeah, just. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking, of course, here on the. You know, in the file here, and I'm just not seeing. I'm just seeing the two-pager. That's all. So, okay.
More questions on it? Take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will. Yeah, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashman, you're a busy man here today.
Always.
First up is Marsh Island. Yeah, existing infrastructure agreement.
Actually, didn't know that. Janelle had that one on there.
You want to move on to something else? Or
no,
you okay?
No, hers was something different.
Okay.
This is for a use of existing infrastructure agreement for Marsh Island Partners LLC. The project is in our Angola Neck area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. The project will construct an on-state pump station and connect to the county-funded Force Main and Camp Arrowhead Road.
That's not the right.
That's not. Don't ignore that map. Flow will convey to the county regional pump station in Angola and from there to the Inland Bays facility. The pump station will serve 165 EDUs, which includes the subdivision, its clubhouse, and 8 off-site parcels required to maintain contiguousness to our system. The owner agrees to contribute $170,805.95 for the perpetual use of our transmission facilities, and the owner has executed the agreement.
think this is our seventh or eighth agreement for you where we partner with a developing entity to allow existing infrastructure as the discretion you allowed us a few years ago.
Is there a possibility to get the map up there?
We didn't have a map for this. That's why
you did not. Okay.
We actually don't use a map usually for the use of infrastructure agreements, but
that's fine.
If you need to know, we can look at angle and I can show you. I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Marsh Island Partners LLC for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on November 7th, 2017.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be asked. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Mr. President, if I may.
You may.
What it really does is, the alternative is, an extra pipeline would have been constructed. We would have had more infrastructure maintained. We have more infrastructure to mark. And in this case, we could make six existing infrastructure available to the entity, which benefits both parties, obviously us financially and long-term.
I think this is not the first we've done of these, but
no,
I think it's in the last couple of years we started doing this. But no, but it's certainly, I think, worked out well for the county and the other parties.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense to put two pipes in the ground. Everybody can use one pipe, so. Next is Joy Beach expansion.
Yes. Permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion was granted on August 29th of 2017. The engineering department had mailed out polling letters to the community and adjacent parcels, asking them to respond as to whether there was an immediate future or current need for sewer service. The area was posted and letters mailed on September 25th, advertised October 11th and 18th, and a public hearing was held on October 20th at 5 p.m. here in council chambers. Following the public hearing, five parcels had actually changed their decision in favor of or adjusted the timeline they needed, immediate or not, for the expansion. We currently have 35 with an immediate need, 29 with a future need, and 31 with no need. This represents 95 of 105 lots. This is the boundary that you actually approved us for posting. This parcel, which I'm going to switch maps, actually came in with a letter requesting that we include them at the same time. If I can find out where she's got it. So you'll see this area highlighted. This is a request from the Happy-Go-Lucky Trailer Park. It's to the north. It's contiguous to the boundary. The park contains 34 trailers or permanent campers, which are connected to existing cesspools. The owner would like to include it to the district, and we feel that we can serve it at this time. And the engineering department would recommend proceeding with this annexation with the boundary as proposed, plus the Happy-Go-Lucky Trailer Park.
Happy trails to you.
Happy trails. You have a motion, sir?
I have a resolution.
Okay. We'll accept that.
Do you want the resolution with Happy-Go-Lucky or without? I guess
if you said there's 35 cesspools?
Yeah. Well, I don't. It's
probably community.
They're connected to cesspools. Some of them may be common cesspools.
Okay. I would say, yeah. The motion should include that. A resolution should include that.
For the clarification, because Cousin McCole always would like to know why we have these large parcels in there.
Mm-hmm.
That is a state parcel which was needed to make the Joy Beach area contiguous. So this is a parcel protected, will not be developed, just happens to be
state-owned.
State-owned is in the district for continuity purposes.
Gotcha. Do they pay?
Pardon me?
Will they pay?
No, they won't get any service.
They will have no front for the assessment.
Okay. Just curious.
Nice try, though. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include the Joy Beach area, several parcels of land along the east side of Camp Arrowhead Road, Happy-Go-Lucky, and both sides of the Bookhammer Landing Road, located in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion?
You want to
take it?
No, you're going to ask a question or you're not going to ask
no,
a question?
No, go ahead. I'll get the same answer. Always.
Okay, we'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Well, I'm going to ask the question if I could, because we both looked at each other. The question was, you mentioned permanent campsite, campers.
What does that mean? We thought campers were...
They're engineers. They won't work.
Were full, from your perspective, it was mentioned here, so campers are, we thought were temporary, and you mentioned permanent.
His letter listed them as permanent campers. I'm assuming they are campers that never leave the site and are able to be used throughout the year.
Year-round campers.
I think it's just not the full-blown mobile home that people are living in. It's just campers that people are using.
Who knows?
As a seasonal unit.
But okay. Do
I know that for a fact?
That's fine. George and I both looked at each other when you made that comment. So,
I will
vote in favor. Yes.
You take the vote now, Mr. Arnett. Vote yes.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Next is Conley's Chapel Village expansion.
All right. Permission for this one was granted on August 29, 2017. Again, we had received requests from property owners in having the county extend the district. Mailed out polling letters to the community and adjacent parcels. As the county was in the process of designing its Chapel Branch area, we decided it was a good point to try to bring this annexation in and include it in our design. Gravity sewers will be installed to serve the project. The area was posted and letters mailed on September 25th, advertised the public hearing on the week of October 11th and 18th, and a public hearing was held here at 3 o'clock on October 20th in council chambers. Again, the same thing. We allowed the people the ability to come in, change their decision on what they had made on their polling letters after they had heard their information. And the revised number shows 16 with an immediate need, 11 with a future, and 11 with no need, for a total of 38 out of 44 parcels responding. And we also had a request from a neighboring parcel to be included as well with this project. We feel this would be acceptable and we can serve this parcel. It is owned by Robert Clark, who also owns a parcel within Conley's Chapel Village. And I want to keep grabbing that. It's this parcel down here in the lower right-hand corner. The parcel above it is actually owned by his sister, and he has an easement from the cul-de-sac back to that parcel, so when we do the installation, we can connect it with ease. So the engineering department has recommended proceeding with the annexation with the boundary proposed, plus the additional parcel to the south, which is requested inclusion.
You have a motion, you have a resolution showing this added piece of property?
With the added piece of parcel, yes. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Chapel Branch area to include the subdivision known as Conley's Chapel Village and two adjacent parcels located in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
So moved. Pleasure, Council.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton went in here with Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And last, Mallard Creek expansion.
We had the last two, we had really good responses. You know, the percentages were very high on the people who participated in the polling.
Yeah, this is the Mallard Creek expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Holt Landing area. Permission to prepare and post was granted on August 29th, 2017. Engineering department had received requests from property owners interested in having the county extend sewer service. Polling letters were mailed. The results of the polls showed 63% in favor and 38% not in favor. Sort of did a different polling letter here. It was before we got into the immediate and future need. The area was posted. Notices mailed to the residents on September 25th. Advertised the week of October 11th and 18th. And a public hearing was held at 1 o'clock in council chambers on October 20th on this subject. Pretty good turnout from the community, we thought, for a small community. Approximately 16 out of 41 parcels were represented, and that was sort of in the middle of the afternoon on a Friday. And that was based on our sign-in sheets. There was good discussion, mostly positive. We also permitted them the ability to call and change their decisions, but none that I am aware of have called to make any changes in their mind in this decision.
You have a resolution?
I do. A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Holt Landing area to include the subdivision known as Mallard Creek, located in the Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Do Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the vote?
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Are we looking at front footage charges or unit pricing? I remember we had that conversation a while back. Are we making any changes on stuff like this?
We are continuously adjusting these. It appears, we take, going back to the first one, which was Joy Beach, can cleanly be done by EDU, equivalent dwelling unit. Mm-hmm. Conley's Chapel wants to be done by EDU, but in a subsequent discussion with our finance director, we would have to go back to the previous vote on Chapel Branch to change it over, because it was voted in the referendum on front footage. So what we have told the constituents at the public hearing at Conley's, that we would pursue the EDU option. And Ms. Jennings and I have opened the communication with the representatives for the HOAs at Chapel Branch. So you may see us come back trying to refinance, is the right way to say this, the basis from Frankfurt to EDU on Chapel. The Mallard one can cleanly be done by EDU.
Oh, this will be done? Yes. Oh, excellent. Okay, good.
More questions? Take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next, we have grant request. I'm going to suggest we'll take Georgetown Little League off and put on next week because Mr. Wilson's not here.
Be a good time to do it. We could give more money.
We could do that, but we'll
clean him right out.
He's not feeling well today. So he's not here. We'll do it. We'll add this next week, Robin, to the agenda, please. And then Town of Blaze for Kids Christmas Party.
Missed opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Town of Blades has requested $500 for their annual Christmas party. The party they've had over 15 years. They serve over 100 children from the ages of 3 to 12. They serve the children of Blades as well as the surrounding area. The past grant was $600, $300 from Mr. Vincent and $300 from Mr. Arlette.
I'll make that motion.
To do the same?
Do the same.
You still want to participate in that?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $600 to Town of Blaze for a kids' Christmas party, being $300 from Mr. Arlette's accounts bank account and $300 from my accounts bank account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm against motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Ross.
Thank you.
And Dr. Bruce, there are any ordinances? Mr. Moore, any ordinances?
There are none.
There are none. Okay. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Just real quick, one comment.
Mr. Arlette.
Just want to thank all the veterans. This is Veterans Day week, if you would. I think there's three of us on this council that have served in uniform, I believe, right? Mr. Vincent, Mr. Cole, right?
And Mr. Wilson has.
So he has. Okay, so four of us. So I just wanted to thank publicly, thank our veterans to serve their country and their state, and I just wanted to publicly thank them.
Thank you, sir.
And go Navy.
I'll mention from council.
Go Navy.
Nope. And take motion to executive session for potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second. Mr. Burton.
Second.
I'm looking at Mr. Burton.
I'm looking at the guy who just walked in.
Questions on the motion. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now in executive session.